that applies to. You know, one of the great brachot of assuming this current position, or my current position, is the amount of dinners that I now have to go to. I am so happy to come back from Medinat Yisrael to be here and to attend all of these wonderful dinners afterwards. So I'm going to be running out in a moment to represent Yeshiva University to the Olam. But before I did that, I wanted to come here to the Malava Malka, tonight. I wanted to come here for two reasons. One is for me. This is my food. This is what is mechazik me. This is what gives me my energy. You know, every time I have a chance, besides learning the Beit Midrash, I try to walk around at night in the Beit Midrash to see everyone who's learning into the night, who's learning deep into the night, throughout the night, and it helps me. It helps me see that. And coming here tonight is what inspires me, and it allows me to speak about Yeshiva University and speak about our yeshiva with such energy and passion for what is represented here in this room. The second part is what's represented behind me. You know, throughout the Parshios these weeks, there's a word that is somewhat ambiguously used, and that is the word malachim. What does malachim mean? So, when we think of malachim, what's the first thing we think of, by the way? What do you think of malachim? What does it mean? Angels. So we think about angels, and we know that malachim means angels in some context. For example, in the beginning of last week's parsha, and with the sulam, and they're malachim, and we know that they're angels. But then we get to other words like malachim, and it's unclear. For example, in this week's parsha, with the word malachim applies in the first pasuk, and what does Rashi say? Mamash. Would you have thought that the malachim were malachim mamash? How would you translate a malachim in this week? Messengers. So there's an ambiguity when it comes to malachim, which is, malachim, what are the angels? These extraterrestrial beings? And who are the malachim on the ground? And in fact, throughout Bereshit, there are anonymous people that appear. Anonymous beings that appear to help direct the avot towards their destiny and their fate. So when Yaakov is perhaps, depending on how you understand the story, but take like the Rashbam, is about to run away, there's an anonymous ish that appears that holds him back in order to face Esav. And when Yosef does not know where his brothers are, and Yosef needs to confront his brothers in order for him to fulfill his destiny, an anonymous ish appears. Who is this ish? Who are these anashim? Who are these malachim? Who are these people who are angels? Who are these anashim who help people find their fate and destiny? And what I think what happens throughout Bereshit is this ambiguity highlights that in this world, each of us have these people who exist in our lives, who help us find our fate, who lead us to our destiny, who allow us to become the people to whom we were destined to be. For us at Yeshiva University, at Yeshiva's Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, these people are our Roshei Yeshiva. We have the greatest collection of Roshei Yeshiva and rabbis under one roof throughout the world. There is no other place like Yeshiva University, because there are no greater rabbeim than who you have as your rabbeim. Each one outstanding in his own way, each one bringing what makes him special. We have the greatest of Gedolim, Gedolei Torah, who live in your Beit Midrash, who give shir to you, who are sitting at this table. You have an opportunity to speak to them anytime. It is incredible. You know, I just heard Rav Hirsch, my former Chavrusa, speak about, let me say, learning with Rav Hirsch. That was an experience. Speak about the importance of taking advantage of every moment. I want to encourage you to take advantage of the malachim that are in your lives, that are in our yeshiva. They are here. They are here for you. It's the greatest chut, it's the greatest opportunity. It's what gives us, what makes us who we are. And we are privileged to have them in our presence and amongst us. And I just wanted to come in on my way to my many other dinners. But just to come in, it's a great opportunity. It's a great simcha to be here amongst all of you. And we should just continue learning and steiging and developing and growing as B'nai Torah, as Avdei Hashem. What else are we here for? Just to grow as Avdei Hashem. And to look to your role models who are ever present in your life. And if you do so, you too will find your faith and will find your destiny as you reach your potential. Thank you. Amen.